Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme. Talking today about, preparedness. Now, yesterday, I did not do a broadcast because I was under cyber attack. Now, my work computer, we have a system called Duo, where you log in, and if your password is correct, then it will call your phone, and you have to verify that you're the one trying to log in. Well, before I got to work, I was getting calls from Duo asking if I was trying to log in. And since I wasn't, and the calls were quite repeated, I called IT, and we spent our time fixing the problem and blocking that attack. Well, also yesterday, there was a mobile tower outage where the mobile phones, the towers, were out. So a lot of people, even people I work with here, didn't have cell service unless they were hooked up to our Wi-Fi, which happens to use landlines apparently. But the cell service towers were out all over the country. Now, the government tried to say, solar flares. Nope. It would not have been individual companies' cell towers. It would have been all the cell towers. And it would have affected a lot more other systems before it affected cell towers. So, no. It was obviously some sort of attack. It might have been a ransomware attack, but it was an electronic attack. Now, they got the systems back up and running relatively quickly, which means they're well prepared for this. All of our systems should be well prepared for eventualities like this. And that is the problem. We need to make sure all of our systems are hardened and well prepared. Now, the enemy, and we have so many enemies, are all trying to get our systems into our systems, and so they can control them. Now you've got some short-term goals of ransomware attacks out there, where they want to just go in and take our knowledge and take our money. There's hospitals that all their systems get locked up. All right, pay us $10 million and we'll unlock the system. Or then they have to go in and either pay the $10 million or purge all the computers back down to the root program or no program at all, and then upload the root program and upload all the data. Well, all the appointments, everything that's in the computers is gone. Well, if you pay them off, then the hackers will hire more people to hack more people, and more people get attacked. It's a lot cheaper for the company to pay them off, though, rather than have all their data have to hard start all their computers. So some do, some don't. And really, when you're playing the numbers game. But states, on the other hand, countries, you get China, they don't want your money. They want to put in a worm. They want to put in a program that'll just sit there, won't do anything until they decide to activate it. And those worms, those viruses that are just sitting there waiting to be activated, put in by China all throughout our computer systems, they may well already be there. And some of them may be hardwired in there. A lot of our electronics, even some of the electronics the military uses chips that were made in China. And if you hardwire a chip, you make the chip so it has the virus embedded in it, you can test it and it'll work like normal. It looks like a normal chip. You download all the schematics for it and it's normal. But as soon as a particular command is entered, then the chip can do whatever it's programmed to do. It might destroy everything near it. It might send out its own viruses, or it just might stop working. So you're flying a fighter jet defending Taiwan, and the Chinese military is coming at you, and they flick a switch, and all your electronics suddenly stop. Well, you can't really fly our high-tech airplanes anymore unless the electronics work. So getting them hardened against that, getting all the Chinese chips out of all of our stuff, is really important. So anyway, that just got me thinking about our system here, how delicate and fragile it is. Prepare. Have your own generator and make sure it's got a good muffler on it and it is well silenced. Put a wall around it and a wall around that. The reason is, when the electricity goes out, nobody has any power, and you turn on that generator in order to run your refrigerator so that your food doesn't go bad, that noise will carry. And when somebody, you know, half a mile away hears a generator going, that's where they're going to walk toward. So you, it's like gathering the zombies in The Walking Dead. If you made noise, they walked in your direction. If you walked normal, they walked in your direction. If you look like you're well-fed, if you cook where the smells waft on the air and go two blocks away when everybody is starving, any little hint of food smell is going to draw them like zombies. Any sound, you got a generator going, that sound will draw them. Solar panels with inverters, much safer, much better. But consider how you have to keep the sound and the smells down to a minimum. And get your people together as much as you can. Now, very few people are going to know that you're prepping, and that is good. You shouldn't let anybody know that you're prepping, because then they know you have supplies, and they will come, and they will demand them. And, hey, I'm all for do a day's work, and I give you a day's food. I say, walk the perimeter around this area, and let me know what's going on, and you get a meal. And have people hired that way. Hire them with food if you have food. If you've got fuel and they've got a generator, hey, that's a partnership made in heaven. Store your supplies of what you think will be needed. And of course, bullets. People will have guns, but very quickly they will run out of bullets. Have bullets of every caliber on hand. Stack them up. And when somebody runs out of ammo and they still have a weapon, you can then trade ammo for their service. That's my ideas for today. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.